interrupting the current neo-coronial cricketism to bring you behind the woodshed. This is Cricketude Busting episode, the ostentatious episode for some of the RLM faithful, BTWRLM 420. That's right, we've made it, 420. Thank you, barman. I was asked to do a special 420 episode. And I thought we've talked about this 420 stuff a long time ago, and I didn't want to cover it any further, as I've explained how this, again, the legalization of things is not really what we want. We want the government's hands off of everything. But anyway, notable episode, 420, as it's an ongoing theme around here, though I haven't been too entertained. A lot of things going on that take up my time. But nonetheless, some of you should take an interest, hopefully just in the fact that we've gone 420 episodes at RLM, at realLibertyMedia.com. And thank you again, Grimner, for what you do and keeping us going. Thank you to Tangentopolis at BitChute for syndicating BTWRLM 406, Peaceful Transition to Tyranny, for others to hear. I appreciate that mirroring post, and appreciate all that you can, any of you can do to just get the word out. I've said last week, I didn't post anything to YouTube. RLM's not posting anything to the YouTube account. We're stopping to do that, so the rest of the archives should be safe enough. You can go back and use all those. There are some cool tools on YouTube, and the transcript, people comment to me that the transcript is one, that they can pull down and see written word, which is important. Like, some people like to see pictures on a screen, which is probably why I don't have a lot of people. I've been told, unless you put someone talking on a video, no one wants to listen to it. I said, okay, well, there's lots that I don't do because I wanted to keep my message neutral. There's a lot of things I don't want to telegraph. I want people to listen to the information, and that was a decision I made a long time ago, for good or for bad. And so this is where we are today. But anyway, appreciate the Tangentopolis over at BitChute. Thank you for the mirror. Appreciate it. And now, as we are starting to see across the country, as we roll through the bifurcated military attack called a medical emergency, where the public is left to attack itself while the government continues the Kobe fraud for the federal bribe dollars. The government doesn't have the power. I want to remind people, even though they're going to get us at each other's throat, like I've told you, I can't tell you enough, and today it's like a confirmation validation day today. A link came to me a day ago or so, and it just sets it all right for me. It sets it all right for you, and I don't know, a lot of people are kind of dismissive. Oh, I knew that, but that's not, someone like myself who's been, could predict it was going to be here and was put a lot of gamble, if you will, to assert certain things early on, like there is no test. Today is a bit of a validation day when the government, they say what they're doing, and they say what it is they're doing. And it's, to me, not just, oh, yeah, we knew that, I'm not surprised. Yeah, there is that, but no, this is a confirmation validation. Maybe appropriate for BTWRLM 420, with the new insight, I suppose. The government doesn't have the power, to remind people, as we start seeing as this thing rolls out across the country, they get each other there at our, they get ourselves at our throats, and third-party liabilities are really difficult to deal with. And we don't want to fight amongst ourselves, and the government knows all this. This is a brilliant move, if it was a move in a game. And so I told you a long, long time ago, this would be the most difficult thing our society could get through. We could get through it, but we were going to have to be a whole lot keener on what was going on. And I've been here for a year and a half or so now, a little bit over, a couple months past a year, hoping beyond hope that people would really listen and take it to heart and move along, notwithstanding what we would see others do. But the government doesn't have the power to delegate the fear it panders to business owners as they start to wind this thing out a bit to relieve some of the pressure, or to give the third party the belief that they can continue to police power and medical abuse frauds through a third party. That business that there's now been given permission to kind of continue, even though the government's saying, oh, there's no public emergency. And we got this into some news here just last week, through Tennessee, again, interestingly, where that lawsuit sits. And at any rate, we'll get to that in a moment here. So if you value your health, seriously, folks, as we touched last week, and this week we're going to touch on it again. I told you it was, as Grimner called it, the jab-demic. I told you this before, the jab would be the pandemic. It's showing this. They've known this. In fact, I got a late-breaking document. They've known this is the condition. The shedders were not a joke. The denial by the media was all to cover and continue the long-term thought and question and doubt in people's minds that they could. In fact, they're designed to do that. And so we have a report I'll send you here after a bit. We'll talk quickly about it, just a touch base and move, so you can put your knowledge base together to start to protect yourself a lot better. This is not a joke. All hands on deck, but you got to stay away from people now until we figure this all out. But the government's now allowing third parties like businesses to control your access and things at their whim, arbitrary decision. And we find out in Tennessee, the governor said that his decisions were arbitrary. But anyway, so if you value your health, as we see this rolling out, consider to educate these private businesses as to their liability. Okay. Now you don't get an argument. Just say, listen, this is what's coming down. This is what they're trying to get you to do. There hasn't been a determination. You go back to the communicable disease code. And I'm saying it this way. It's a long, harder way to go, but we need to work together as people, as our own society, back together again. And so I said, I don't know what else to do about this. It's just a serious problem. We can't be at each other's face, each other's face about this. Well, they won't let you anyway, you got to educate these private businesses that have been given ostensible power to work this through on their own. As to the liability now to allow vaccinated people into their establishment. I mean, talk about a mind blow on this to begin with. This is really a hard deal to address. They couldn't even get the first part of it, let alone now that they think they got to protect themselves. And who they have to protect themselves is not the asymptomatic, right? So they don't understand this. People are in fear. You have to understand that's the primary motive here and the primary response mechanism that you will talk to people through. It's their fear. And so somehow you've got to work this out. Otherwise, here's why. It's not just about them. It's that this thing that's out there has been inoculated into the society, as I told you they did. As I told you in the pig's fly flu in 2009 was being done to make you a vector, those of you that take it. And now the science is in, and now we're seeing the studies that prove they knew this. And this has been all a plan. It's all a construct this way. And so it's not a joke that you're saving your life to go talk to businesses to tell them to keep people who've been vaccinated out. And we'll hear a doctor who's doing that. Actually, you're not going to hear the doctor. I'll just tell you about it, send you to a link, where a doctor has said he will not risk his staff or his patients. In particular, women, listen very carefully. This is to you. Women are being threatened by this at a distance now. This is the most shocking thing I've ever heard. I've always been told, and I've said this behind the woodshed, you can't get something just by a contact skip. Well, guess what? They figured that out too. Apparently you can. And this is, the terrifying part of it. Just being around people that can shed these proteins, they won't call them, science won't call it shedding, but they shed these proteins. They're vectors for this thing, and it can infect you, it can inoculate you with that and cause its own repercussions. And I'm hoping, beyond hope, people are have their health up. They start paying attention to what they need to have in their system to help fight it off, that their body can deal with it from an external, not an internal problem. So you should talk with businesses to try and keep vaccinated people out of their businesses now. That's going to be a very difficult thing, and a lot of people aren't going to do it. I'm just telling you what needs to be done to help our society. We don't know the extent of the shedding time. The doctor will tell you he will allow people back in who have been vaccinated after 30 days, but he's saying he doesn't even know. So today, I'm going to have more information on this fact of the causing of the jabdemic with the help of the military, as I've told you always since before. Like when I said it occurred way back in January, around January of 2020. First mentioning this thing was coming, Operation Hindsight 2020 was in the last day of 2019. Okay, so this is foreseeable. And then we find the documents after, and I told you that would also be a problem. We can't be everywhere. All of us can likely be everywhere, but not any of us can be anywhere, everywhere. And so that's another thing that we have to protect against, and it's been used against us. But so as this thing starts to spin out and people are really getting fed up with it, I told you they take the temperature of the natives, and they don't want to have the natives get restless. And so they allow certain provisions, but you have to understand they still keep that control, whatever that control is, even if it's just to have the idea they can do it again, if they even freed it all up, which they're doing as well on top of it. But as to this impossible bifurcation that we're hearing happening between, which is only, listen, it's only possible to prove the emergency is fraudulent. You can't have a bifurcated emergency between the people in the public, the people in the streets, doing different than the government, than the reason for the government. But that's what you're hearing coming out. That this bifurcation happens coincidentally now. For I don't know how many people are following the Tennessee case I've been telling you periodically about. I'm not talking too much about it, but just to refer you there. That was a case in Chancery. Coincidental to the dismissal now. Understand, I've always told you too, you have to understand the subtleties here. You may get a win, but you won't be told. You may have an effect, but you won't be told. You just have to make an observation that something changed. And that case, even though it came into an order of dismissal, it's so fraught with wrong. It's going to appeal. There's going to be another opportunity to continually expose this corruption for anyone who wants to see. And that's what this, to me, is. That's what I'm interested to make sure people have an opportunity now. The best I could possibly help to do is to make an opportunity for people to see not just that there's a corruption, but how the corruption works. How we really have to take the responsibility upon ourselves, and you can't delegate anything about you to someone else or a leader or an official. They're no longer, I told you, they're no longer there to help you. They're no longer there to do what they were have done. What you thought was a government was overthrown years and years ago, and maybe for a long, lot longer time if you accept, as I've told you and showed you, the military control and the spaghetti Western front we live under. But coincidental to this bifurcation in Tennessee, 1 week after the mandamus dismissal, 200 plus days later than the forthwith the legislature was told the judiciary to handle cases in equity. 1 week after that order of dismissal issued from a Chancery court, the Tennessee governor dropped the public COVID emergency, left the people to fend, the business to fend for themselves, and admitted what the regulations were arbitrary. That was his word. His regulations were arbitrary. And I need you to go back to that Tennessee lawsuit, Tulis Report, Tulis Report. Go to the Tulis Report, TNTrafficTicket.us, I think it is, and go look at that. You don't see an obvious win there, but they just moved within a week. I'm going to tell you that's a coincidence I'm going to take notice of. But you always extract something from what they do. That whole case is an extraction process, making records that weren't going to be allowed. And this is what I tell people. I try to show people what they have to do when they're gawking into these things. Whether you go to the courts or not, you could do it with your local official. You have to extract a record from them. As an aside, I had to do that this week. We were supposed to have, and I hope I'm connected up. We're supposed to have a better internet connection. ISP DSL didn't have a problem, right? So they replaced all the equipment because they didn't have a problem. But inside the words they used by saying they didn't have a problem, I used to be a technician. I used to be a cable television technician. I know about service calls. I know what you do. No, it wasn't cable. No, we had cable boxes. We had digital information. We showed video on our when I worked in the system. And I know about troubleshoot calls, and I know what questions to ask. And I was able to extract that the problem was in from questions and placement, context, from a guy that was just doing his job, that they had a problem on their end, even though they never admitted to it. And so you're not going to get the answer from these people. They all have attorneys, and the attorney's rule is deny, deny, deny. Thank you, Flash. Thank you for that. I didn't look up before for the audio check. So understand that your victories may not come obvious, and they may not come like you want to see them. I'm just going to suggest to you, I work heavily on coincidence. When Tennessee popped up and they all of a sudden bifurcated, can you think of how this is even possible? They bifurcated an emergency. And then they admitted, extracting information from them, they admitted what they were doing was arbitrary. Is your world today? And these people are in places of any party, any affiliation, any idea. If they're an official right now and they haven't denounced this, as you've been hearing me explain to you that you better denounce it for yourself to protect yourself, they're in on the bribe. And they've subjected you to arbitrary regulation, and now they are bifurcating an emergency so that the administrative regulation continues so that they can take the federal bribe and the underlying control. And this was a problem I told my colleague way back in March when we were, he deals with the local commissioner, and I explained to him what this condition was, and when he came back and said, well, they're worried about not getting their money, I said, okay, well, they can stop it, but they can't, and they should stop it. Otherwise, they're just continuing the fraud for the bribe. And that's not going to fly. I will not contribute one more moment to allowing this to continue. Certain words are going to have to be stated. Then if those words can't be stated to out this fraud, and there's a way to eliminate the point and still get the prior under the prior funding under good faith, but not continue it into the future. And when I realized that this whole thing back in March of 2020 was about the federal bribe, I realized we were pretty much toast, and the people were going to have to do what I said. They were going to have to rally up and really start to expose this in very specific and proper ways. And so it's coming out now. It's only taken a year and a couple of months now, folks, but it's coming out. And I'm feeling a bit vindicated today. I'm still, my mouth's kind of agape, hanging down after something, a link somebody sent me coming out of Western Australia. Their government finally admitted to it. It's great. And vindicating all that I've been telling, not all, pretty much all that I've been telling you. And we're in a bad way, but I don't come here every week because we're in a bad way and I'm going to say we're done. We are not done. The people, the mob, even organizing itself up, the mob is not a mob, and then it can be functional. That's what I've been asking us to do. So the government's telling us that it's all arbitrary. At least one state just admitted to it. They are bifurcating an emergency, which is just an impossibility, so that they can take these federal funds. And then you have this thing, the spaghetti western, I tell you, I just call it the spaghetti western. It's this thing that I found in Title 50 that Clint Richardson did a great job of bringing into his lethal injection. And I can hear strains of what I've told him in all his things. He gave him the focus that it wasn't what we were told, like civil rights. It's not your civil rights. It was, when you read it, you find out it's the exactions of the government. It's the right the government gave to itself to impose exactions, extortion, wrongful extortions of every kind on everyone that was the status in that section. And I said that, now you go over and look at Title 50. Don't ever underestimate what I've been telling you. I hope people pick this up. The other side of this is this military connection. That if you listen to what they're doing with this jabdemic thing, this bioweapon, because we've talked, doctors have come out and said it, it's not me. I've been actually using their stuff to show, see, it's right here, folks, just look, it's right here. Title 50 gave me the clue. And we're back to that. And you heard that as soon as I saw the term gain of function and dual use. I hope some of you listening to me understood that was what? That was the exceptions under Title 50 that allows them to do this to you. Now, you say gain of function and dual use means exception? Yes, when you understand what I've been talking about. And if you don't, please listen more carefully. Listen, go read what I'm telling you to read. There's a whole different thing that you need to see here. I'm not even saying you have to do anything about it, at least in the beginning. I think this just drives you to start to do something when you realize that these people mean you harm. And they mean your little ones harm. They mean your family harm. They mean everything you ever thought. They mean harm. And if not, why are they doing what they're doing? How can you bifurcate an emergency? Oh, it's not functioning for the public, but it functions for the government. It's just fascinating what people accept and don't say much about. So, Title 50 here, you should have heard, I hope, when they stated in the documents, and Clint Richardson picked this out, he in his secondary thing about this, I think, lethal injection too, he pulled straight up, I don't know if he tied this to Title 50 because I can't remember that part, but he tied up this gain of function dual use. The dual use was what? The exception. They're not supposed to do this unless they can bring a public need, a public viable need and necessity to it. Then they can do it to you. And that's what they were doing. When they said dual use, my ears peaked up and I realized this is a military operation. Okay, so this is not, like I said, this is all you have to do is have a vocabulary in you that understands, I guess, different meanings of different things and just rest on them and wait till they approach you and just place them in the proper context. Essentially, to me, that's what I do. I just listen and I build the terms until they draw a picture. And I don't know if many people do that. I don't know. I don't talk to many people that seem to do that. The people I talk to seem to think I have a gift, and I guess maybe I do, but it's because I've read a lot. And somehow I've remembered to keep everything in order. And that order, that reassembling, as I hear people speak, this is what I tell you before. You can tell me lots of things. I can tell exactly what you do know or what you don't know. I just assemble what you're saying. You can too. It's just a matter of reading, as I have people do. They go read. I said, read your code. There's a lot of answers in that code. There's a lot of organization you have to understand. And you'll see the, in the convolution of the poster, you'll get the eyes to see, and you'll look right through the convolution, and you'll see the little dragon holding the balloons. That's them. In this case, this is deadly. This is a jab-demic, and we've got proof coming, and I got to get right to that. So here, this is really the implementation of Title 50, gain of function, dual use. Why I go back to that? Because we're going to talk about the military again involved, just like a friend in all this, through the official documents as well. We are moving through to continue to, and their connection is still here. But again, I hope you notice. I mean, Title 50 is right there to tell us this is a military department operation. I've gone for the whole year or longer, a lot longer, since 9/11 when I came out in 2009 and discussed and referenced back. This is an ongoing military operation. Oh, man, how far do I got to restate all this? That goes back all the way to the Civil War, right? Why you have civil rights that are really more of an exaction against you, of an occupying force. Why you live in districts. Why none of you can figure that out. Why you can't, you can see that it's the United States and not the United States of America, but don't quite know how to get that. How I can go and explain to you your Title III courts are there, but only two of them, not the whole thing, and the rest of them are just the facade. How your state courts are really implementing federal law. I don't go and discuss all that. You just look right, once you see it, you look right through it, and now you're going to what are they actually doing, and you attack on that. Or you don't attack on it, you set up a position that they can't use it against you. That's the avoidance. That's where you're not fighting, you're not engaging, and you have a good reason, and then you put them in a position that they shouldn't be attacking you. And when they do, you really know you really have a problem, because that means you have a real sinister, well, it gets to that's where it starts to get to that so-called, if I can say, demonic position. So now the conspiracies, government conspiracy has gotten enough people inoculated to become themselves the contagious vector, all right, as this thing moves on. Because I told you this would happen. And I got some information that's looking more like that needle in that haystack, as I was telling you was there. Again, this information comes now, but I was talking about it last year, knowing I've seen it coming. So the government, in pulling back, see, I'm looking at the methodology here. The government could have done this pulling back, this bifurcation, as part of the firestorm that they're releasing. All right, this is an inoculation how they pull back. And they let it take care of itself. It's like the little-known daughter of Typhon and Echidna. Maybe we'll call her Nano-Hydra-Et, the contagion that it injects upon the population. And why you asymptomats are guilty and blamed for not having any symptoms, because that is the evidence that you haven't yet been inoculated, that you are still susceptible to cause, should I use the word resistance or just say the word no and stop it? But see, your exposure, your vulnerability is now greatly heightened because of the way this thing works. They've designed it a certain way, and they've known this the whole entire time. So you asymptomatic, you healthy people are going to be blamed because they want diseased people, and they want the diseased herd to be spreading the disease around. This is going to be very difficult to convey to people. It's going to take... The initial people will be, I think, more highly understanding of what's going on. I don't want to say so high-minded to make you exalt that, but you're going to have a different awareness. Not, again, not that it's going on, because that's simple. It's how it's all going on. How all the construct works. And start being able to identify all that, to start looking for what pieces of the construct do you start unbolting to disassemble this? And you don't want to spend a lot of time doing that. You want it to fall apart quickly. Their house of cards has to come down. Do you just give it a puff? Do we give it a societal puff of breath and blow it all down? I wish we would. That's as fast as we could do that. So under this dual use and dual function, understand it's sitting there the whole time. Title 50 is screaming to me this whole year. It was screaming to me before, well, I could tell it to you. But under the color of mitigating vulnerabilities for threat intelligence against those that are imposing upon you, the Pentagon... It's a continuation now. The military shows you they're still there. The Pentagon just gave control to a vast amount of internet terrain another dual-use construct. This internet's a dual-use construct. You heard it in the vaccines, but the internet was a dual-use construct from the military, DARPA, if you ARPA, I think before that. They've just given a bunch of vast terrain of internet terrain addresses to a shell corporation linked to DARPA. And their own system essentially is setting up the infrastructure, another word for the system, to keep track of the military prisoners in this open-air concentration camp called the United States of America. Yeah? You haven't seen it? And we'll soon see today, folks, it's not just the United States of America. It'll be any crown holding under the Governor General of the Queen. And we're going to go to Western Australia for this. Really, this is the confirmation issue here. Really fascinated. I sat here, could not believe what I was reading. And I'll just thank you to Sound Minds for sending me this link. I think it was in the news. As I was doing research, it was in the news a couple days before I got to see it. But when I got to see it, it was astounding. I still can't believe this. Now, the Shell Corporation, I can go reading. I got some information here. There's an NANOG listserv highlighted the oddity of a massive amount of DOD addresses, the address space being announced by what appeared to be a shell company. The Defense Digital Services authorized a pilot effort advertised DOD Internet Protocol IP space using Border Gateway Protocol. This pilot will assess, evaluate, and prevent unauthorized use of DOD IP address space. Additionally, this pilot may identify potential vulnerabilities. This is one of the DOD's many efforts focused on continually improving our cyber posture and defense in response to advanced persistent threats. That's you, my dear asymptomats, on that front. We are partnering through DOD to ensure potential vulnerabilities are mitigated. Don't underestimate the SMART provisions right here and what they're doing as well. This was a statement that came out of the DOD itself. And then the writer of the post said, I interpret this to mean that the objectives of this effort are twofold. First, to announce that this address space to scare off any would-be squatters. And secondly, to collect a massive amount of background internet traffic for threat intelligence. And that's just the story now. They're just now allocating the space in order to continue the oppression and surveillance and everything that they need to continually lock you down and keep this thing running. This isn't going away, folks. This is now that now they're putting they've inoculated. If I start thinking about mycology, that you've inoculated the growth medium. You've inoculated a few of the herd in a couple of spots. You wanted to grow mushrooms. You'll put corking, so you'll make cores in oak wood. You will drill cores in certain spots. That inoculates that whole log, and over time, the mycelium will go through and go through that whole entire log. That's what they're doing to us as people. Patrick Wood of technocracy.net, I think here, he says the shadowy DARPA link company took over a chunk of Pentagon's internet in inauguration day mystery. And he goes on and said something's brewing with control over surveillance of the internet, with the Biden administration pushing to government control over national internet infrastructure. It is revealed that the Pentagon is shifting massive numbers of unused IP addresses to shadowy entities. So this is just, it seems to me, just a military infrastructure adjustment and continually moving toward their objective. And they come under the dual use. It's a public and then military use. And because of the dual use, if they can show that they need it, Title 50 does not stop them. And so I've been keen on this for over a decade, a lot longer than that. And again, I give a lot of credit to Clint Richardson for seeing that when I told him. He just found that he dumped 20 minutes of reading that section to y'all if you want to go listen for it, if you don't want to read it yourself. But I want you to understand dual use and gain of function is that ability to use Title 50, notwithstanding it says the government can't do this. And this is part of the big secret. Your civil rights are what we gave you, what we give you. And most of that is what we take. And so everyone complains about what's happening to them, but they don't quite realize how the mechanism works. And so this military kind of came through together, and it's ongoing. in this little link I got from SoundMinds. And just a stunner for me. A lot of people say, yeah, we knew that. Well, you only knew that partly because me telling y'all. But when you're someone who does the research and looking at this thing, it's kind of like you always know you're being gaslighted, if I can use that term, because people seem to know that. You're always being denied that there's a wrong on the other side. This happened to me with the ISP this week. Oh, we don't have any problems. And I was able to extract all the problems. I could tell exactly. Why do I want to do that? Not to blame them necessarily. I want to make sure we're not contributing to the problem. In the same vein, I can still identify that there's a problem and it wasn't what we were doing. Here's the same type of problem. You make a statement, you do the research, and you make a statement about something, and then you get vilified, or no one listens to you, oh, that's too much to do, or this and that, or whatever it ends up being. And people just allow the nonsense upon them. It's interesting, it's good, always nice to have they tell you through their own words that what your work was doing, even those people that would agree with you but do nothing more, and just say, yeah, that's what's going on and we don't like it, but do nothing to stop this a military attack on us. It's always nice to see the other side come out and say it. And they say it so much more efficiently than I would ever do it. But this link coming from the West Australia Chief Health Office. The title stunned me. I can't remember how long I was looking at it, checking. I couldn't believe I was reading what I was reading. And it says, so much so, folks, I went around and looked at all the other documents to prove what I was reading was saying exactly what it said. That the fact that government was saying this is what was really getting me. The government was admitting to exactly what they've denied all this time. And this became such a big information thing for me, a big piece of information. Not that, I knew that now. No, this became a piece of information. I contacted a few of my colleagues and said, look at this, and this is how you might want to use it to stop. See, we're doing things. We're not just talking about it. We're just not saying, oh, we know it's there. There is a use for this. And that's what I was working out in my mind as I couldn't tell people. I didn't want to tell anybody until I could get my mouth up off the table that these guys actually admitted to what they're doing to you. And who's helping is what was the whole point about this. Whole thing really ends up being. Authorization, right, coming from their website, you get the link. You get a whole bunch of links on different things to go look at. So validate what this is integrated. This is not just a one-off accident. You might want to download these documents. You may want to print them out and hand them to people. Show you this is what's going on. Now remember, this is the mitigation side, and they're allowed to do this because there's a fraud that underpins it. They never actually got the infectious agent. Don't forget that. You can't stick here. What you're showing is that these lunatics, these psychopaths are willing, the government's willing, as it will say here, they will admit what they're doing to the population. And they're not under title, if this is the United States, under Title 50, they can't do it. Unless they do what? Under Title 50, meet the exception. How? What is that? Dual use, gain of function. And so, we see that if you understand how to read this, you start to see it. I mean, you start to really, really understand it. Here's the title I get to here. Authorization from the Government of Western Australia Health Authority, Chief Health Office. Authorization to supply or administer a poison, bracket, SARS-CoV-2, parenthetically, COVID-19 vaccine, Australian Defence Force, parenthetically, number 2, 2021. Statement, guidance, and authorization by the Chief Health Officer under Section 197 and Section 198 Public Health Act 2016, Western Australia, to authorize relevant Australian Defence Force employees to supply and administer the COVID vaccine. Administer the COVID vaccine. Can I go back and read the unbracketed part? That they're administering a poison? I don't know how long I'm not going to do this, but I just wanted to relish all of this criminality that's in people's faces and mission. Where this is, what this is about, what this has been doing. I don't need to know a whole lot of science now. I don't need to know about a PCR test. I don't need to know anything. All I need to see is a government is authorizing a military to vaccinate people with a poison. And it happens to be the same thing they've been telling you that they have a vaccine for. And we know fully that it's not. And they said it's safe, and it's not. And I guess I could go on and on about all this. I think you can too. My importance, the importance for me is it confirms in one sentence what I've told you is going on in coming on to us in 2019. And I guess that's important to me because after you sit being gaslighted for a long time, it's kind of interesting when you really see that it's not denied anymore what you've been saying. It's not just, again, as I tell you, it's not just that it's going on. It's how it's going on. There's a bigger picture if this is not just the doctors. And understand, this is global. This is not really a joke here. This is not just your local little, oh, I got a little house lockdown. Anyway, I can go on here. I also wanted to point out, when I was reading through this, look very carefully at the words. This is an authorization. They make specific discussion in some other documents, which you can get the links for, that it's not a directive. And so there's a hierarchy of authority as well, but I can't remember where it was. And these links, I couldn't find one of these documents because it wouldn't post for a while. I finally got it. Again, like I say, save these documents for yourself and read them. Some of them are really short. They're just a statement. And this was administered through the Governor General, the Royal Governor General. I told you these crown holdings are under the Governor General, a military guy, essentially, that is appointed by the Queen. Now, think about that when you get back down to what that UK cop saying, what the Queen has undertook to uphold the laws and law from God and the religion and all this other stuff and what she's, her governor, her agents doing through this. Admitted now, on the record, admitted in the title. And so the title's not important in one regard, but it does give us an indication that they, the government, Western Australian government, determines this is, these SARS-CoV-2 related COVID-19 so-called vaccines are a poison. They are a poison. And so I guess do we need to know more, really? Can I just stop here? Can I just stop talking? Can we have the rest of society step up and just say, enough? That's it. That's over. Well, I don't think so. That's why I'm going to keep talking. So next thing I pulled up, and don't get too, be careful not to get people get wrapped up about certain things and they misinterpret certain actions. This is the Public Health Act of 2016. I don't, after quickly looking, and certainly I didn't have enough time to really dig deep, but after quickly looking, I will not say this was an act happened in, this authorization happened in 2016 like a lot of people were saying. But there's some amendments, and that's why you get the numbers, number one, number two, number three. These are amendments that came from the authority of the act that they rolled out in 2016, coincidentally in time for all of this nonsense. And so I go to another document. I can't believe I'm reading that they're actually admitting this is a poison. And I find another document. Finally downloaded the document they were talking about. The title is Instrument of Authorization, Authorization to supply or administer a poison, bracket, SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19 vaccine number one in 2021. And it goes on and talks about the doctor who's the chief health officer over there. And I still have a question for him. Where did you identify the infectious agent? And how was it more than just a suggestion from a foreign power that may wanted to be killing your people? You just took that injection and just killed, killing your people. Or are you in on it? Given that you're giving authorization to the military to inoculate everybody with a poison and use the military to do it. Folks, if we're in the United States of America, and for those of us on this, we are, you know them when you see them. That's Libra code number one, right? And so, I don't know what more to tell folks. I've been telling people all this stuff all this time. I'm actually wondering, I always wonder when I should just stop talking. When does it not matter? And I just don't know what else more really to say. I've been telling everything it's there, but I realize people don't pick up what I'm saying. They pick up what they think I'm saying, and not even that. And so I suppose I have a little bit longer to talk. I have a little bit longer to expose to people, just in reiterating how this thing is going down so you can see it coming at you. As a society, we're going to have to step out the way. I don't know what else to say about this. These people mean to harm us, and they're using the military to do it. Go another link, COVID-19 coronavirus health. COVID-19 coronavirus, health. Was another website, Department of Health website. A bunch of links you can go to. You get all these documents as well. I'll include this in the blogcaster. Authorization to supply or administer vaccine number one. See, there was these numbers, a number of these vaccines. They all end up saying with links, they all have titles from the government, okay? For those of you that are looking, you need these authoritative documents. It's one thing to talk our opinion. It's quite the other to watch them tell us. And authorization one, when you print it out, it says authorization to supply a poison without prescription. And they go through the whole thing about how COVID-19 was a thing. They don't not agree that it was a thing. And yet they all say, they don't never say that they never found the infectious agent pursuant to their own local laws. And what I told you on how to approach this is still holding water. Serious holding water, folks, is a very solid container to put your stuff in. And don't think it's because you have this that you win. As the Tennessee case shows us, the Bar Association is what we know it is, and it's doing everything it can to avoid. And everything I know to do is it's like the Chinese finger cuffs. The more they tug, the more they get exposed for tugging on something they shouldn't have put their fingers in. And I don't know what more to say about that. To me, that's valuable because we get it out of our opinion and do, oh, it's happening. But no, this is how it happens to us. Because this is indicative of every other failure of the government you see so far. And if we, again, up to the people in the United States of America to keep that Republican. We just haven't. I go to authorization number 3. I'm going through. I really still can't believe I've read. They've agreed. They've admitted these are poisons that they're not prescribing. And this one is the first one. Number 3 is now they adjust it. You start watching how this thing moves along. Authorization number 3 to supply or prescribe a poison. And then they reference, right off the first line, the World Health Organization declared this for them. And as we found out again in the Tennessee case, a rule was promulgated to circumvent the legislative commands on how they would protect you in a communicable disease system. So there's nobody in the government that's doing any of that to protect you. And now we get the evidence that this so-called vaccines are considered a poison, and we know, at least in Western Australia, where that is listed. Further, number 3 notice actually has, I think it's the definition of where you can find this poison listed. That's where I ended up stopping, because this is where the deeper dive goes. Where anybody could pick this up needs to go to Schedule 4, needs to pull out the evidence of that so they can have it in their hands. You want to have the chain of evidence of the facts of all this together. In other words, I see the official document. I can't believe I'm reading this stuff, but it's there. So you got to go track it down. Just don't think you see it. Collect up all the evidence of what this thing is. You'll see authorities behind how they even have to make it that way. That's going to be a whole other study. And people don't like, and I say that, I don't want to do that. I know that. But this is our lives, folks. They know this is a poison. This is not a vaccine. You can just start applying all the reverse to what they're saying here. I mean, again, I could not believe what I was reading here. I could not believe they would come out and call it exactly what this stuff is. Far from a vaccine, far from a treatment, actually. And then look at the audacity to say, we're going to give you boosters of this stuff. And so, to me, this is my whole broadcast today, right there for y'all. Go get the documents, see what the government of Western Australia, the Health Authority of Western Australia says these vaccines are, and that they had to give authorization to the Army, and the Army is going to do it to you folks, to inject the poison. And that diminishes it a bit, because this poison is actually a conceived bioweapon, and we have a little bit of the proof that they knew about this condition and how they then could learn how they were going to, where they speak about it in non-human, which is another type of animal, non-human condition. They just adapted it to the human condition. And so here's the evidence for you folks. If nothing else, have it for yourself. Put it in a binder. This is where the battle now starts happening. Don't make it a battle. I said it that way, but don't make it a battle. The local businesses need to be told what people are getting is in a jab, and they're promoted underneath this, what is now being found to be a fraud, is a poison, and that poison replicates itself. Whether you want to go deeply enough that one of the vaccine, so-called the treatment people, states, Moderna says it's the software of life, reprogramming people to be the vector, the production unit for their creation. Now, just that comes in where they, we now just, they just, they had to authorize it to the people for a poison because as, if I interpret it through United States law code, it had to function in some necessitous way in the public so they could actually do this. I would anticipate, folks, you know, those of you in any crown states, that you have a governor general running the military here. And by his suggestion, no less. This is so crazy. You have the same provision inside your laws relative to this imposition, this Title 50 problem for the military. Somewhere in your crown law codes, you have this exception that the government is in the statute that the government, nobody is supposed to do these things to you, and then you'll find the exception. So where I can't go to the crowns, I don't have the time. Maybe those of you that are interested could go find it for yourself, and then you can just apply what I've been saying to all this to you. It's there. It's all the same stuff. And it's all controlled. Ultimately, the false front part of it is controlled by the Bar Association. Well, you think it's law. And all it is agents administering the military attack against us. And so they make it look official-like that the military can actually do this. And with that, you don't really maybe realize the military was just authorized, even if it's nowhere else but Western Australia. Listen up. Listen up, Western Australia. The government has given authorization to the military to come and attack you with a poison. Can I say that any clearer? Now, for the rest of us, it's the same thing, but we can go through all the words. That I'm telling you, to me, this is a validation and confirmation of everything I've told you and how serious this really is, and this is outside the scope of what about anybody has ever conceived. And they did that for a reason, because they needed to. Let's talk about a surprise attack. And so let's go on to what I've suggested what's going to have to be. I said that businesses are going to have to be the front line to keep people out. They're going to actually have to now tell people that even though they got vaccinated, you're a threat. See, they can still use that in that same, as I was telling you, how they go and do that. The people that are vaccinated, the businesses can say, now you have proof to hand them if they didn't know, educate them, that the people who got vaccinated are the risk, not the asymptomatic one. You're now the victim. And so let's move into a doctor. You want to see if it's not possible? The doctor refuses to accept vaccinated patients. It's only a 3-minute thing. You'll find this on brand new tube. I have a link. I won't go through it. Won't even play it because of my audio. I don't want to mess my audio up at all. And I looked at the encoders. Boy, I'm still hooked up. Thank you very much. A doctor refuses to accept vaccinated patients. He'll tell you right in there he has the right to, his attorney tells him he has the right to refuse service to anyone. And he doesn't know what this thing is. Well, we now know from Western Australia, if he, the doctor didn't know, because remember, the medical profession is not knowledge. It's a profession. They need a license. They need a license to do what otherwise would be an illegality against you. This guy has a conscience that says, I'm not going to put my people at risk. Not to this thing. And he set up a provision to allow a mitigation position, which he calls a 30-day quarantine to anyone who has been vaccinated. And then he admits, I don't even know what that means. But see, he's in a problem. And this is what businesses are in a problem. You see people that are, this is a doctor finally coming to it, who has a problem and feels threatened by putting that truth on the internet. This is our society now. So this is a kid gloves thing, folks. I mean, I don't know what else to say. We have to work with each other. These businesses are really, the way this looks out, I told you this was the way it was going to be. Doctors are coming out to now say it. We now know it's at least a poison, and we are now finding out that poison can move from people without any infection, just like a skipping stone. It's terrorizing, I guess, in a way. Then we have another video for you, if you will, please look. Molecular biologist Dr. Jancy Chun Lindsay, quote, we could be sterilizing an entire generation. Now, this is a quick 3-minute video. I think she's talking in a comment. She gets cut off right at the end. She says, thank you. Okay, so that's what the e-government does for you. They just shut you down. But she's telling you, you have to listen very carefully, what her anticipation for this, what they call a poison now, is. And it's way worse than just a poison. It's a poison, but it's a whole other thing. It's the it's not a joke. It's a software of life. And we don't know what it's doing. And they don't either. And so we could be sterilizing an entire generation. This led into a whole bunch of other pieces of information I'm going to send to you here through the blogcaster links. You can find them. If you type this stuff in, you'll find it yourself. This is not hard to figure out. And again, I only can skip here. I can't speak to all of it. She'll tell you in like 3 minutes what's going on. I've talked to you about the sterilization potential. Why? Because it's in the documents. It's in the official documents. It's in the VAERS system documents. It's in the CDC acknowledgement of the potential harms, which one was potentially sterilization. But it's worse than that because it also means abortions and miscarriages and things like that. Women, listen very carefully. What the doctor was talking about was the mere non-physical contact, the mere appearance of someone who's had a vaccine in your presence as a woman subjects you to having miscarriages and or sterilization. And I can't fathom that, folks. Women, listen very carefully. This is a non-contact infection, inoculation. I don't quite get that. I get it, but I don't quite get it, actually. It's not working on anything I've ever understood that we've been told. And so this is even worse a condition. And again, and if you don't understand it, how are you going to deal with it? You can't solve it either. And it's proprietary. You're not going to get it. Remember those contracts you'll never get to see. That's the news we did behind the woodshed as well. So a doctor says you could be sterilized. She fears. This was done weeks ago, before some of this news, or maybe about the same time. Women are going to, she's fearing that there's a condition that we don't understand that's going to cause sterilization in women. They're going after your people. The Deagle site makes a lot of sense all of a sudden for some reason, which I understand and we'll get to here in a moment in this next tab. They claim that the Deagle site went down. And when I went to look, I could still see it. I wasn't looking particularly for any of the information or the map, the population map. And a bit of credit here to Gary L., who was the first one that I heard. I'd heard about it, the site, but he explained the importance of what they were doing there a bit. So I want to thank you, Gary, for just bringing it up. It's making the news again here. How can there be 100 million people in the United States in just a couple of years? And this one website we're going to get to in a moment, why did the 2025 web page for that population disappear? At the time they looked, the Deagle site went down. I don't even know, but I looked and I saw something. I don't know if it was the Deagle site. I don't look that close. So a molecular biologist says sterilization, folks. I told you that. I don't need to be a molecular biologist to tell you that. It's in their paperwork. I do understand that because of when you read some of the scientific papers and some of the technology and some of the science and you get a little handle on it, you have to see this stuff. You don't have to be trained. It's not that complicated. In fact, I'll get to a link. A doctor comes out trying to explain. It's not that complicated. Western medicine has made things complicated. He'll reduce it. I'm just giving it to you for reference. He reduces the whole problem down to essentially inflammation, which I felt good about because I'm always focused on inflammation. How we keep it down in our body naturally, right? How do we naturally go about keeping inflammation down? He focuses on that. He was working inside. I should stop and wait till I get there. But he was working inside doing cancer chemistry and realized that there's things going on in the world, illnesses at certain times. He'll lay it out for you. Very fascinating. But let me get back to this. Molecular biologist speaks up the sterilization because this became the other theme I found out really quick. And what we come up to is a term comes in. A link came to my attention that I hadn't heard. It's brand new, I guess. Something called vaccidins. This is a poison. I told you before, when they give it to you, this injection to you, and you have an immediate reaction, or within 20 minutes, like if you took a pill, a tablet, or whatever, and you know that, like an aspirin, and 20 minutes later it starts to work. That's the timing, just general timing. When you get an injection, and you have a serious adverse reaction within 20 minutes, that is a poison. Your body is sensing it immediately. Well, apparently this is happening to people. And tracked down what seems to be one of the originating stories about someone reporting that the term vaccident was created by Cliff High in describing that people, when getting the jabs, the poison, would be driving down the road and cause head-on collisions, run over people on the side of the road, drive into ditches, into a bridge abutments. I was going to read the story, but I don't have to. You can get it. You can read about it. Understand there's a consequence to getting these poisons. But there's a term for the cause on the road, vaccinants. When you're on the road, in fact, there was a suggestion when talking to truck drivers. If you see someone come in your lane, take the ditch. Don't try to drive around the head on. Take the ditch. I'll just pass that on to you. You have to be aware. What if you're walking on the side of the road? You're walking with the traffic and they come along and they whack you. You see, now this is a whole other a vector of death and destruction. You know, I'll just point that out and not read it. You need to know and be aware there's a consequence to what's going on. This is just another avenue, another capacity of the attack. Helped and aided by the military. You thought they were there to keep the Republic and protect you, United States. No, they're there in Operation Warp Speed to inject poisons in a population to quell them, to destroy them. Maybe a Deagle.com wasn't really so far off. And yet, all that is ended when we, as a society, all societies figure this thing out and really, once we see the first part, we expand it out in every other facet of our life. So I'm not going to read any more from this vaccinant story. I just tracked down what I thought was the initiation of a discussion about them, about the fact that there's a correlation between the jabs and accidents. In other words, anything that you're doing, it's like they should be prescribing this and saying you don't operate machinery for 30 days after you get this thing. You could just pass out. And then another document, moving on the same theme, stay away from these people, like I said last week. Stay away from the vax that's official from Pfizer's own documents. Now, this document is a neat explanation of what they found in a document that I'll have for you. But I want to point out something of how, on the surface, it looked like this was correct until I read the document. This is shows you some things if you read through the first one, stay away from vax. Yes, folks, it's in the document. They were concerned about it. But more than that, after they've put the vax in the jab in people, they're now showing that they can be the spreader. They can be the vector agent of the proteins, at least the proteins. And these particular proteins can cause sterilization. Another document down from here. They were looking at that. But this document here, stay away from the vax, it's official. Well, I want you to understand this. I don't think this interpretation is correct relative to that document, in that the document is a manual on how they would go about doing the tests, what they were looking for, what they were to document. It's not a statement that this happens, although you find out it happens. So be careful on how you interpret this page. I just wanted to throw that in so that you kind of go down this guy's train of thought. Some of this guy's writings I'm not really keen on. And I don't have the time to go rabbit hole it. It's not as a matter important. It's not important to me. There's a fraud going on. That's good enough. I'm going to be targeting that. You can too. But within the document, it seems to be a manual for how they go about taking the data. More than this is an admission of what's going on. But relative to what's happening and what the doctor said, something popped up and I went, referenced the article, Stay Away, and found inside the document a statement which was consistent with the condition that they were looking at that looks like it's playing out. And I got to go through it all. It says exposure during pregnancy. So I said, folks, women, listen very carefully. And this is not just women that can be pregnant. This is women who are now finding out that they're now having their menstrual cycles are coming back. They're having blood clots coming out. There's all kinds of nastiness. And there's women that are not getting vaccinated and being affected. And there was not understanding how that could happen. This is now a non-contact sport, I suppose. But here was an interesting little statement that I picked up to qualify. Did it exist or did it not exist? Even though I don't agree with the interpretation that it's a admission, it's really a modeling data acquisition instruction to the people who are going to be doing it. But it said here, a male member, there's a caution underneath the heading of exposure during pregnancy. Exposure, folks. Exposure during pregnancy was simply a male family member or healthcare provider who has been exposed to the study intervention by inhalation or skin contact that exposes his female partner prior to or around the time of conception. This point right here that they were interested to make sure they took data and would, if it found out, would make the serious adverse event list is what the doctor was responding to. I talked to you three links before. He was concerned that his secretary or nurse in his clinic who is pregnant was going to be a just an inhalation contact exposure. Now, I don't understand this inhalation stuff where you're just in a, just a tangential. You haven't gone, your body hasn't gone through the process. How you can carry it like some stench on your body and infect somebody, and in particular women, is really a fascination, if nothing, if not a horror. It's, how does that happen? But this is what they've been studying. So, a grain of salt on how you interpret this, but understand the doctor is concerned that this is happening, and there's evidence that it is happening. It's non-contact transmission. Now you think about that, inoculating into, as I told you, they inoculate this into the herd, and even if you're not around, you're going to get something. And it's going to go after your biological, your system. It's going after your system. Your, for women, it's the, you know, your reproduction system. It's not going after the guys, but that's not the most obvious thing. Now, miscarriage is, they talk about this stuff. And they go through a whole list about neonatal stuff, and I'm not going to even go through. There's a lot of time to talk about. You can read it yourself if you're interested. This is serious, serious. Looking at what they're talking about inside, looking between the lines. And so we get a form of this confirmation that happened back in 20, that did happen in 2016, if I didn't know that the versions of the authorization to administer poisons were of 2016. This report comes online from January 2016, and the title is Self-Disseminating Vaccines for Emerging Infectious Diseases. And this document is, it explains, they looked at animal, non-human, they say, mechanisms, and they justify how this mechanism works in effect to stop a rabbit virus of a plague of some sort. And then you see within it, they also begin it in the context of humans destroying the earth and humans causing trouble to nature and causing an interference with the relationship of the biodiversity. These people are the psychopath lunatics, but this is being used to justify what they're doing. I read into this, they translate this into what they're doing today. And what they explain in here is they know that these things do happen. They literally create the thing they need to do. And then they place it in a population. This little report here explains that this is not just some newfound thing. They've been analyzing the condition, the situation, the environment in order to justify the ability to do this to you. And that's what all the earmarks of this little document are in this poison, now admitted poison, that they call a vaccine. And I really don't want to read for people. I want people to see this. You have to see the black and white. This is not just some guy behind a woodshed talking about you that you can just say, okay, yeah, that's great. I get to know it. No, this is something you have to see for yourself and start to use your own gray matter has to come to bear on this because your life depends on this and understanding the terrain of the battlefield and what these psychopaths are willing to do, what their knowledge really starts to be. We're just not hearing about it. But, you know, interestingly, we just been hearing about it, and I've been feeling pretty validated here every week as we go. There's not, I don't know of anything I've said that has not been found to be right what I've said. And how could I know that? I mean, really, how can I know? It's not because I'm a medical professional. It's not because I'm a scientist. No, they didn't want me to do that. No, I couldn't do all that. No, I was not the right class of people at the time all that was going to happen. No, nobody wants to entertain the guy behind the woodshed. But how can I, I'm so out of sorts, if you will. How is it I can still be insightful enough to extract all this and not be trained? I guess one thing I want to say is that means that every one of you can do the same thing. You just have to focus in on it. I'm asking you to do. This is life or death. They're literally talking in this paper of being able to create the type of characteristics they want in one of these things that disseminates itself through what they call a vaccine that describes what they were pointing in this study to non-humans, what they're doing to you, human animal you, right now in this poison that is admitted to be such. continuing the fact that there is an inhalation or even contact provision, the male just inhalation contact without going through the immunological response to give it to his female partner is quite the jump, isn't it? Well, we have a little more tangible reach when we now get back to the woman, the reproduction, and the baby. And a story comes out that the 5-month-old infant died after receiving breast milk from his vaccinated mother who recently received her second dose of Pfizer. Remember, the P's are silent, so it's pharmaceuticals and pharma. Dose of Pfizer vaccine, CDC VAERS data shows. So those of you that are thinking we're not talking directly from government data, it's right there. I found the link for the CDC VAERS website. You can search out this case. It's there. This is not just a story again. This is not just some hyperbole that's out there. I found it. I'll let you go do the finding. The searching is important to understand how you get data very quickly to confirm things. A 5-month-old infant died after receiving breast milk. Certainly, there's only a report. They're not, I don't think, doing the study, even though if they were doing the check before, you'll see that they're supposed to do the studies and follow-ups. A lot of things are very serious in the manual on how to get the data. So you have to read for that, too, in that one article behind us. But so we have contact now. The mother inadvertently kills the baby. They have evidence. It made the VAERS system. It had relevance to that what now we get admitted, the militarily authorized injection of poisons into people. So I have all of that together for you if you want to trail in and prove this potential harm to people just because they got a vaccination, just because you've been around someone who has a vaccination. This skip infection thing has just got me, I really don't even know where to begin on it. How is that even possible? And so we're in a new day, really. Talk about a new normal. That really is. That's a real new normal because you don't know when the one next to you was vaccinated. Likely the ones wearing the masks are vaccinated. Shows you the stupidity about it all. Or the ones that's when you want those guys keeping, the guys and gals taking 6 feet away from you. You really do not want to be around these people at this time. I don't even know how you could justify otherwise. Unless you have some knowledge I certainly can't dig up, I'd like to know about it. And so we have evidence of causal, pretty relatively close connected, if not causal, because I know they always get this excuse. You make that decision, folks. They're saying in their test that the male who got exposed just by inhalation or contact, doing an examination or something of a woman, could go get his woman partner, infected and cause a problem to the fetus and or the baby. So you can take that, you can disregard it, or you can start looking very carefully and start talking to everyone around you, all the women around you, folks, and say, there's something serious we really need to come to terms with and get real with it. And for, I guess I have sound minds if you're listening, I have the vaccident story out of place here. I won't read it any further. I'm going to put that more further up when I was talking about it. So we're going to jump on over to another story. A gentleman I've talked about, emailer sent me, this listener sent this to me, a very interesting guy, Kevin Arsenault, and I've talked a little bit about his work before. He comes up now with a whistleblower from the, he's on the Prince Edward Island, which I find he's a man on an island. He's not the island, but he's on an island. And he's a writer and commentator for what's out there. As concerned, has private communications with the whistleblower who will, and you need to read how this works out. I guess people could want me to read, but you need to read what someone else is saying directly. You need to read their thoughts. You need to read how it's being reported. You need to see the illogic behind it and how long it takes someone in the system to come to terms with that. Like that other doctor. They just can't quite get that it's that much of a problem. And then it gets them. And then they realize it's a real problem. And it's just a destruction of your soul almost. And then you feel bad you have to come out against it. So you get these so-called whistleblower, this guy. that Kevin Arsenault reports on. And it's from a Western hospital. I suppose this is Kanukistan West, across the country from him. He talks about what's going on in the hospitals. One of the things that struck me is that this year, because so-called COVID, they're not safety authorized anymore in the hospitals. But don't take my word for it. Take it from a purported whistleblower, I guess we can put questions on everything, that explains in private, if you will, with permission now to print afterwards, that the insides of the hospitals, the things that are supposed to be the key for this thing, the government is supposed to look at the loading on that because that's the government's protection mechanism. That's, again, the continuing fraud. And you'll read in this everything we've heard in the news and I've reported since back in March, just after when they, like you heard New York and everything going on and the ventilators and all this other stuff. You hear, you can document from someone inside. You'll never be able to use this as evidence necessarily. But you, for yourself, can document and find secondary collateral proof for the facts that this gentleman, misspoke, it could be a woman, says that is troubling them in the hospital. And they're now under scrutiny because they started to question this fraud and the harm, the real harm that the hospitals, those people you thought were caregivers, the administrators of the hospitals are willing to do for people. And the inanity of what goes on between what they say is protective and should be protected and what's not. You come in having to wear a mask. Once you get put in through the acceptance area, you take the mask off for the people. They come in and they hoard into the room for classes or whatever, information updates. None of them will, they give lip service. They have separation seating and no one listens to it in the room inside the hospital. And so everyone that's official knows it's a problem, but they don't know that it's a problem. They cannot get their mind around that this is the fraud, the harm of all time, I think, of the whole entire world. And it's a military coup of life. I mean, I don't even know what more to say. For what? Continued surveillance? Could they can dominate? That's the kind of mentality that we're talking about. And all because of what? Crickets. You. Those that are talking, you're supposed to be free and expect freedom, but will not lift a finger, even a peaceful finger, even a finger that will hold a pen to write and start a record that starts to put the moral imperative on those decision makers. And then a lot of you showing up, like ants moving little rocks out of a hole, clearing it out. MIT study suggests 6-foot social distancing, limited occupancy rules are completely pointless. I mean, I didn't even want to read this, but the point is that we also see now the reports that show the mitigation measures are arbitrary, just like the Tennessee governor just admitted he had destroyed his state with over the year before, like every other state has. We can go on the study. This is still academia. The point is that I looked at this as a double-edged sword as well. Yeah, okay, we've kind of said none of that worked because they're why? See, they don't say this is a COVID fraud. They say there's something, but the mitigation doesn't work. So this study is fraudulent to imply that COVID is real. We haven't even got that. We haven't even got past that it's a fairy tale. And then we haven't looked at whether it's synthetic, and it doesn't even look like that. It looks like they were making the story to cover the synthesized poison they were going to make, as I just referred to that other study where they use rabbits. They pick and choose what they want to do, and somehow they have the authority to drop it into a population, like your set of animals. What happened to your consent? It's not discussed in this article. Why? Because they're talking about non-humans, like you don't exist. Like they're never going to focus it on you. But they tell you how the technology exists to do exactly what you see this COVID-19 thing is. The poisons they've made are designer poisons. On top of that, specially targeted for special outcomes. Special transmissibility. This is like we're talking about that needle in the haystack I've been telling you. Like I said, the jab was the pandemic. That could be the needle. My question on there is it the actual needle? Because I really think there's some natural stuff out there that is really devastating, that is really like the Spanish flu, but maybe amplified. And that's like their nuke option. But in the meantime, I could accept this is the jab was the needle in the information haystack of noise that they were going to foist upon everybody. And everybody chewed it up, chewing their cud over this haystack of noise that was put out there. Fascinating. So MIT study says that social distancing doesn't work, that the masks are pointless. Well, listen, folks, if these people are inoculating everybody without even having to be infected themselves, they're telling you 6 foot isn't enough. They're telling you the masks aren't going to protect you anyway, like we already knew. This is a study that tells you as a victim, as the asymptomatic, the next victim, the unaware victim of this biological weapon. None of this stuff helps you. And so my resolve on that was to always hit them in between the eyes straight up. Go right where the authority that continues this nonsense against you. You can only do that a couple of ways. In fact, I saw authority, somebody sent another link. Someone I think it was Australia, doing a class action, shot her down. Well, I looked at her complaint. Class action that did what? It attacked how they go about doing it. I said, that's the wrong case. The Supreme Court over there has denied any case that will question and challenge what they're doing, as I've told you they were. And so she's been coming under a lot of attack, and I don't know if this is a plan or a game, but she has the wrong argument. And the courts have already said they're not going to allow any evidence to challenge what they're doing in response. And I've told you, you don't attack that. You attack that the response is based in fraud. In the, not just that, but that it was purported to come under the communicable disease law of any government, and that was not done. Why? Because you can't attack what the judiciary has handed to the executive under its determination that they assume that the cause was found. And this subtlety, I think, has missed most everybody still as I look around. But anyway, be very careful on who you think is a champion on these cases. You have to be your own champion. You have to understand how to do that in face of the corruption that won't allow it. So be careful, 6 foot distancing, another report that it doesn't work. These occupancy rules for restaurants, completely pointless. Yes, yes. And if I'm to agree just because safety's sake, real safety's sake, that this is this skip inoculation type stuff, we are in another day. You really have to reconsider all of this. We really have to come together with businesses and say, listen, we have another problem that's going on. Here's the evidence. How about if you make a list, you determine that the risk is the vaccine people until, like the doctor, 30 days at least. Give them some time quarantine away from the rest of the people. These businesses are actually going to cause the continuance of this thing in ways and upon something that's been designer endless disease. All right, that's why it can be endless. They're novel. They're created. I've been telling you this forever. Pigs fly flu. They said it was novel. I said that was patented. Didn't we find that out? SARS-CoV-2. Did we find out it was patented even though pulled back in 2003? Yes. Okay. It's novel. It's patentable. This is private. So much so that they're going to get the software of life that they're giving authorization to poison you with. So MIT says your mitigation, just like Tennessee governor just admitted, arbitrary. Don't work. There's no basis for it. Now we also, forward indication is another aspect of this perception management. Airlines won't call travelers COVID vaccination proof vaccine passports. So they're already telling you in the title, there is going to be these proofs that are there, but they're going to lie and not tell you what it is because why? Because it causes some disconcerting thoughts in the animals. Perception management. There looks bad. It sounds bad. They're not going to call them vaccine passports. This is a company that's going to harm you. This is a company that intends to harm you. Just for what? Their profit. Just for going ahead and convincing the herd that it's quite all right. Never looking at the fact that the vaccinated may actually be the problem. Maybe why you need the vaccine passports, but the problem is they're keeping the asymptomats off. Maybe we can look at that the other way. Maybe that's to your benefit, isn't it? Oh, you can't get on because you don't have a bad vaccine passport because the herd that we're hauling around here is highly contagious. Do you think maybe they're telling us the truth here? We just look at it a slightly different way? I just want to throw this stuff out. My mind goes through all this stuff. I think that's really what's going on anyway. But this is not a time for, you're not free to travel about the country, folks. I don't care what they tell you. In fact, if you got the vaccine passport, you're probably part of the problem. And so they're hitting every aspect of your travel. They get this in, you know, however they're going to do this. This is part of the plan of controlling you. They don't know you. They have you, so you don't know which end is up. In fact, your asymptomatic is that's your passport. But you have to protect it. You have your health, if you can keep it, folks. You have your own republic, your own constitution, if you can keep it. And there is a military attack that has now agreed to be able to be authorized against you, at least in Western Australia. And I'm, you know, that's a joke. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. That is against those of you with a better sense in your mind. And I'm telling you, it's not just that you know it's there, is that there are attacks coming in. There's vectors coming in to undermine whatever you thought was you. They're telling you, they're not going to call this stuff what it is. That's just like water under the bridge as well, right? We've talked about language. They don't call anything what it is. It's up to you to understand the language. As I've told you, I started to figure out, and I told the miners, stop using their language. Start using the language that was provided within the law that keeps you separate from that. What was that? Don't say you're a licensee. You're not. You're a grantee. Stay on that side. Grant law is very powerful. Whether or not it's observed anymore because most people don't understand it, that is keeping you separate. That's putting you in a place that's different than their authority there, the government. Find that place, and you better hold on to it for all your life is worth, because, as we see here, your life literally and your future and the future lives that you may be around you are at stake. This is, I just can't imagine how immense this problem is. And yet, we can still deal with it. We have to. We have to. I don't even know what it's just another evolutionary process where we have our own species attacking ourselves. It's fascinating. Because some of that species, I guess, was abused enough to feel that the rest of everybody was causing the nature to be hurt. And yes, man not so cool about some things. And man doesn't look far enough in the future sometimes. But it is solvable if you work on that problem instead of inventing new ones. But the airlines don't want to call it. You're not going to be told any of this. You called it. Up until Western Australia, did you know this was a poison? Did you know it? I mean, did you know that's what the government documents would said it was a poison? They've been denying that since day one, and now to see it come out, fascinating. So, they've told us that it's real. Now maybe it's time to believe it. And the ramifications of this, the consequences of this fraud, the rollout and the destruction of your society, and we get to commerce, and more to your health I'm speaking now. You got to keep your health up as well. I don't know what's going to stop a skip contact contagion. I don't quite get it. However, we do hear if you take certain nutrition that it has an ability to build the immune system to respond appropriately to a threat. But to do that, you have to have food. And one of the main things that attacked in societies, as I told you, the modernization acts were coming through, I think it was 2010 or maybe 2012. Those were setting the infrastructure and legal foundation to destroy you through those modernization acts in the subject matter, be they housing, food, medicine, whatever they were. We talked about them. There's about 8 of them, I think, we talked at the time. Well, those are all in place, like a lot of this stuff is. Like the 2016 health law was in place. They're using sections 120, 197 and 198 in Western Australia to authorize the military to poison the people. Fascinating stuff. I'm stunned just thinking about that. They are attacking your food. This is all about part of that. You're not going to be able to be healthy. They're going to try and make it difficult for you to be healthy. And this is another, more of the observation. You got to keep a comprehensive view. It gets very difficult, but you still have to consider this for yourself. That notwithstanding the threat, you have to keep food. I told you that this whole smart thing, this whole biodiversity, this whole Agenda 21 or 2030 was about bringing you into austerity and bringing you feeble, and that the economy would be turning over as well. The money, especially since 2008-09 when they monetized fraud, that they would make it very difficult on you monetarily, that things would cost more and more. It's not just that the money is not underpinned with anything, but that's kind of a falsity as well. When they come into the full faith and credit, when their money value, when base, they don't have to base it on anything. They can base it on fraud. That doesn't even, that's not even relevant, that discussion. They just make it up as they will. As we saw, the yuan using it, they can go into, you better use this money or we're going to take it away from you. We're going to devalue it. But, well, the price of stuff is going to go up. And this little story came through, and to me it hit right on the health. You have to eat in order to continue healthy living, right? Well, they're going to be making it not just that it's not available, but it's so expensive you can't get it. As now a story, just to remind us, the grocery store price shock that is coming to a store near you. Now, I've talked to some people. They're noticing it already. This was just a tab that came along consistent with what I'm trying to help people understand. I don't know how to partly fight it, but I do know our immune system is pretty amazing. We got to keep ourselves healthy as best we know. Part of it's going to be finding the right food. Well, that food is becoming very, very expensive, and more so and quicker, as well as the availability, in particular the meat, as we talk, you know, as we've been talking about as this works through. You better find local supplies for things and in healthy type supplies. The whole environment has been polluted, like with Monsanto and Roundup and all that. So we have a problem there. So we find the best we can find, okay? Maybe grow our own. Maybe do the best we can. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm telling you that they're telegraphing the consequence of what they've foisted on us back in 2020, beginning, started really before that. I don't mean the planning. I mean the execution was based in the flu and the influenza a year before that. We are going to be set against in our ability to get food and our ability to pay for it. You know, you think you've got these COVID checks everyone, you know, takes largesse from. I don't know why that's happening, but people do it. And that's going to evaporate pretty quickly. And if not already done, I mean, it doesn't even make sense to me. But anyway, so food is going to be, now they're telling us that food is coming up quick, and it's coming even going to be even worse. Then I also get a late breaking link to someone who, a very interesting guy, very interesting what he said. He's a very interesting specialist in research for drugs, for cancer, and he started finding correlations. And the title of this is Health, Nutrition, Toxicity, and Inflammation Explained. And when you look at what they're going to be taking from us and the type of food they provide to us, it is the antithesis of working, as you'll hear him say, focusing on limiting the inflammation that your body creates. It's a natural process, but you don't want it to get out of hand or continuously. And so, like I said, I've been focused on this for a long time. Whether I do it well or not, I don't know. I feel pretty good, so I don't know what to say more than I just do what I do. It's one of the things I do focus on, and I'm looking around and finding it very difficult to be able to maintain sources of food that is affordable, that isn't adulterated in some way, to keep the health up, that we can be able to have our immune systems battle this. So together with the food rising limited, you're going to have to start focusing your attention forward at this time on things that you might be able to still afford, but that still provide the highest level of nutrition, notwithstanding the austerity that's being foisted upon us, until we stand up for ourselves and say, stop, that's it. So, very interesting discussion. He makes a correlation between Monsanto's Roundup, when it came in, when women started having sterility problems, when men started having problems, when autism started happening. He starts to show a correlation, and he does it in an interesting way, in that when they did samples of the soil bacteria, samples of the chemistry in the soil, they realized that there was the chemistry that he was working on in the lab to stop cancer was in the soil. Created a confusion for some time. How does those chemicals come and develop? Well, they found out that our other friend, our unknown friend for the most people, the fungus of the world, the bacteria of the world, helps to make an environment for us. that we need to understand. And for us, it's our gut biome. It's healthy gut biome. That is also part of this bacterial fungal thing, the good stuff. That we were he goes through the whole point about how we destroyed it, how people will do this. But when we learn better, we can do better. How they use that to bring in the pharmaceutical has the same source, the petrochemical, for fertilizers after the Great Dust Bowl. We didn't learn a thing, but that was the promotion. So they pulled that off on us. But he shows how this Roundup can be shown, at least coincident, to major illness failures. That's not the only thing you focus on. What I'm pointing out is the gentleman is now talking about what might be our problem and how we're going to defeat these endless diseases. And part of it is to look at the inflammation in your body, which is planned to be more increased when you are not able to get the kinds of nutrition that you need to get. And again, another way to do that is when the price is going up, the digital, going back to digital, as I talked about it last week, this week another story, China's digital yuan comes with an expiration date. Not only can they take off the switch, this is the pivot to China, was an economic pivot, was the ability to do smart digital lifestyle. Everything, social credit, all that stuff built in this machine, this little computer in your hand, this tracking, tracing device. But now they come out the next week after the switch can be turned off on your accounts, they come up with the fact that the digital yuan comes with an expiration date. Well, that may not be such a hard thing when the price of food goes so high that whatever they give you goes right to trying to buy the inferior food. The point here is that the double throw and the double stroke, if you have the money, there's a government that's willing to say, you got to spend it. And now we've seen some of these plans where you don't, it's like, I think credit plans, you don't get, you use up what you have, but you can't extend it over into the next month if you're frugal with your points or whatever. You can't go more than 30 days. That's the kind of lifestyle constraints that they're programming people to do under what I see here. China's digital yuan comes with an expiration date. This is your future. Not only is there going to be buying less, they're going to tell you how long you get to keep it. And you get to make the decision on what you're going to buy. Now, this is all coming through the COVID. This is all the impetus through COVID. If you didn't understand how simple this was for them to pull off, I think once they figured it out, and the military is willing to do that to you. Understand this, folks. I don't know why. To me, it's important that you see that the military is being authorized to attack you with a poison. I sit here like, do I need to say more? And then if I don't, where are we as a society that we're not really coming up against it? But anyway, so China's digital, if you want to move on, comes with an expiration date. Your money's going to have, this is what they, again, it's completely controllable, the switch of time. Oh, they're going to be magnanimous and give you the time to spend the money. On what? They don't care. Because it costs so much anyway. But you will have zero by the end of the month. Why? Because they'll just take whatever excess is sitting there. Kind of reminds me, see, I don't have digital connections, digital money. Maybe I wasn't so smart. I don't know. Well, I wasn't so smart. Maybe I wasn't so intelligent. When I do something on the internet, it's a big pain. I have to go down and get a debit card so I can do an electronic transfer type stuff. Okay, so I got to give my cash to an intermediary, get my card, fill out all the things that I got to do digitally, try not to make any identification just to buy something. It's a real pain. It costs money, time to do all that. They're going to make it so simple. They're just going to, boom, you either pay it or you don't. When I get done buying one of those cards, do you think every cent gets paid that I put in to get the card? I don't think I've ever bought a card that I could get exactly what I needed to spend. There's always a residual. And then if it's on the card longer, they take it and they charge you a fee, correct? This is the money controlling our lives as well. So digital currency, I thought was cool. Well, I could do some electronic exchanges. That'd be great. And even in there, they were charging fees. Everybody's in on the take on this. Since when on specie, real money, do they take a fee? You've got to hand property, gold or silver, a property to someone in a grant transfer, a grant exchange. Never. You don't do that. Anyway, we're allowing that as a society, but if we're stupid enough to watch COVID come and take us down and then kill our women, kill offspring, not even have to be infected and do it. They're even talking about, folks, women who get the shot, their husbands, if you think the men are out of it, no, the husbands are having trouble. Nosebleeds, headaches, whatever all else. Men kind of hide their problems a little differently. Kind of hard to find a miscarriage in a woman. Kind of hard to find a death at birth. It's kind of hard to hide that. But men are having problems with the reverse. So don't think the men are out of it. No, this is a serious problem. But in tied in with all this is the forcing of you, because you got nothing else better to do, into this digital world. Turn you off, turn you on. Now it's applied digitally to the rising price of food that is inferior in quality and planned to be so. Another story in China. China's social credit score is expanding globally. And to Frumpy in the RLM chat room, maybe you said this a long time ago. It was Chinada. And I heard that term and I saw the facts, and I was just going to hold on. I like Canuckistan. But after this story, Frumpy, I think you're right. The western side of Canuckistan, we might have to change the name. It's right in the news, at least for some guy behind the woodshed doesn't know better. China's social credit score is expanding globally, now openly operational in western Canuckistan, Chinada. Frumpy, run. Frumpy, get out. Don't hang on. It's on the west. The cancer has approached the west. Okay, so folks, what I said, the pivot to China was actually an economic digital pivot the United States was involved with, is now already on our continent in the west. And Chinada is now overthrown. Canuckistan is now overthrown, apparently, in the application of social credit. So you only have a couple more weeks, Frumpy, over there in the middle. I think you're in the middle of the country, so somewhere close. So get a move on. They're coming. China's social credit score. It's happening, folks. The cancer I told you was coming from China is already hitting the North America, and it's in the digital realm, and the military is involved. You don't let the military is supposed to protect you on your lands, and they're not stopping this one. Why? It's got dual use, so we don't do anything on the public side, do we? Well, not unless it's got a military consequence that they agree to. And if they're willing to inject poisons and the government authorizes them to do that, there's a whole lot of other government out there that don't like you, that you think is something out there to do something good for you. Folks, please, 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 please. I don't know what to say. I mean, part of my soul just wants to evaporate right now. But here we are. We're here to talk about it because we do have something to fix. Thank you, Frumpy, for giving the heads up on China. I know I've heard it before, but you've been pretty staunch that it happened over there, and I just want you to get out. Get out. It's there. It's western Canuckistan. You've been overthrown. That doesn't stop. The food attack doesn't stop in China or Canuckistan. Oregon initiative would ban animal slaughter and breeding. And this is a very interesting, insidious little bill that's being considered in a place in the pioneer police state called Oregon. And not sure, you know, again, I just look at a bunch of representatives. They don't know what they're doing. They want to have a lot of excuses. In fact, I had a discussion with my colleague about that, talking about this. A senator came out to talk about all that the governor's doing wrong relative to COVID. And I said, but he agrees with it. So he's just part of the problem. He doesn't want to go after what they're supposed to do. And so he's just part of the problem. Here, we've already given them the answer on how to start the process. No one wants to pick that up. And so you know that you're underneath it. And something, this agenda is rolling itself out. An Oregon initiative would ban animal slaughter. What was even more insidious is, while reading this very first paragraph, is what they're doing and calling sexual assault, which now touches on your private right to get your best heard and blame you. An Oregon ballot initiative proposed for 2022 would effectively criminalize the farming of food animals in the state by classifying their slaughter as aggravated abuse and redefining artificial insemination and castration as sexual assault. I think I'm going to stop reading right there and let you think about that. These are the lunatics and psychopaths doing all this. I don't know how much the infringement is going to be here. I want to talk about this. As I talked to my colleague, I said, he said it was like shooting us ourselves in the foot. And I said, so it looks like sabotage to me under federal law. They're sabotaging your food system. They're sabotaging the right of people in their own property to excel in what they've chosen to do in their livelihood, the production of the food of this country. If you think that the rising cost of food is just a monetary thing, no, they're doing things. Your own legislatures are doing things to make it very difficult for at least the private property producer to maintain valid and viable future stocks, which are more efficient, actually, in producing meat, because that's what we use them for, and or whatever we use a domesticated animal for. It extends to whatever is domesticated. And my part of my view, now since I've been looking more closely at the bee, you know, being in the beehive, beekeeping and all that, can't quite call myself a beekeeper. I'm still looking for my first swarm hive agreeers, the ones that moved into a swarm hives I have. So I'm not keeping them quite yet, but they use very particular terminology that I pick up on. Some of you that talk to me on email think it's interesting how fast I can pick stuff up, and that you don't see some of this until I say it, and then you see it, and then you start seeing it yourself. That's how this works. They use best practices and husbandry. Well, when you wrangle bees, you're considered doing husbandry. And there is already in the works, or in the standards, best practices for doing that. And I saw this bill, and I told my colleague, I said, don't think this doesn't extend to every beekeeper that would then be put under every complaint anybody ever had for every beekeeper's best practices conformity to become an interference with beekeeping and honey production and the wrangling of property called bees, the domestic livestock called bees. So my point here is that you look at this and you start adapting it to where this insanity starts and where it could go. It's endless, the inroads that are being made by the psychopaths to interfere with your future food supply. Now, if they start interfering with the bees, they're also going to interfere with the food. They become the legalized colony collapse syndrome. And so, again, I would have never thought about this unless I was looking at it. I happen to be take a slight interest in the last few years. It's starting to speak to me a whole lot different when I see this in different ways. It's not like I didn't know stuff before. It's just there's an actual physical on the ground, interfere with your property, interfere with your property rights, interfere with your livelihood, with your self-determination, with your private determination. This interferes with all of that on something as insultive as to say that artificial insemination is a sexual assault, which is all really meant to defeat your private food production system. Because those best practices are going to come with licenses, aren't they? Regulations and the people with the lawyers are going to be able to fight. But the little guys, you find out all over the country, we've reported for years, the little guy and gal in Maryland or in Iowa or Florida growing, you know, rabbits or whatever, gets attacked and gets beat down severely. Can't do milk, right? That must be maybe the next sexual assault is actually milking a cow. Any excuse, and I hope that you see, if the military can be given authorization to poison you, there is no excuse that won't find favor in the psychopaths meaning to take you out. And don't forget that study I told you prefaced their study on how the human intervention, interference with the natural world is a problem, is this right here. These same psychopaths. I don't know how they're going to stop it. I'm working with some people that are talking about stuff, but like I said, the so-called representatives are like twiddling their thumbs and tweedling their navels or something. No one has a concept. You can tell them what to do. You can tell them to even try hard on a certain thing. Show them the logic. Show them the law. Show them the basics. And they still tweedle their navel. Tells me these people are in place and they're like a friend of mine says, it's the lake, the movie The Lake. They came out of the lake. That's what these people are. I can't disagree with my friend anymore. Yeah, I see it too. These people are just not us. They look like us, but we've been thrown into, most of us are still here that can talk about it. Our friends, those ones that used to be normal but now are not, they're the one that got through in the lake, and there's a replacement here, and that's these people. And they're after your food. They're after to poison you, to poison your food, to poison your ability to get food. And if you keep silent on this, that's your future. That's all I can say. On the same theme this week, one bank warns soaring food prices will lead to social unrest. That's a ding, ding, ding. That's what they want to happen. That's what will happen. That is the Holodomor. But they do it a slightly different way. They starve you a bunch slower, and they don't take out all your experience. They just make it criminalize it. They criminalize all the farmers and the ranchers and whatever they're doing, and then all of a sudden they don't do it. They just stop doing it. And you starve to death. One bank warns soaring food prices will lead to social unrest. Well, there's a couple reasons for that, the soaring prices. But this report was to tell you what the object is, to cause dissension amongst y'all, cause dissension amongst the third-party people, and to make each other fight with each other. Okay, I mean, do I pause there and you get the point? And these people that are getting injected, they may actually have changes in them that will make them more triggered, more of a problem. But we may not even understand what we're facing quite yet. And when you look at medical treatments, it messes with your mind, it messes with your perception. Hallucinogenics is involved, but it's not like the natural kind anyway. And it's a forced medical condition as a byproduct. Wow, what are we going to do with that? And you're not talking to those people. You're not talking to those people. So we better, if you will, intervene for our own sake and in proper ways real quick, or else that is our future. And they're telling us. They're telling us right now what we've been saying all along, what any prepper was doing. But this is going to last a lot longer. This is not going to be this will last longer than most preppers are ever. You can go 15 years. This may go for 30, 40, 50. This may go on for the rest of our existence. And I look down quickly and I see flash somebody say patience. I don't know what you meant. I'm not reading for that, but yes, the other side is very patient. They wait us out. You know, that fit my thoughts. Thank you. And so this goes on and on and on, and they just breed discontent. That's what they want. When you read these news, one bank warns soaring food prices will lead to social arrest. That's a prediction. All right? That's now you're of no. I told you the notice is in the news. That's your notice. Now, what you do about it, I don't really know. We still have a lot of learning to do yet in certain areas to figure out what do we do. We may not be able to do anything by ourselves quite yet. We may have to find others that are seeing it. They're coming clear every day, I understand. Now, I'm going to transition. Also, so a lot of you preppers say, okay, I got my Second Amendment, I'll protect my stuff. Well, okay, some of you might be able to do that. I don't know. I've seen guys with 20, 30 guns. I don't know how many guns you think you're going to fire when someone's coming at you, know, whole hordes of people are coming after you. How fast can you load your weapons? How many will you pick up? But anyway, this all starts to be nonsense thoughts in my mind. Why do we let ourselves there in the beginning? When I'm telling you today, it's here coming and we need to stop it. Breaking, and we move into, you think you can protect yourself, you have a Second Amendment. Last week I said don't underestimate the power of a psychopathic government to change that constitution you cherish so much, and the courts to slowly eat away at that as on the other end, and to cause people to go ahead and say, well, what's the use and what's the purpose? It's not functional anymore. Breaking, and this is going to go back to 2018 and then how quickly things change. Breaking, I reported on this as well, a stunning decision, Ninth Circuit rules in favor of open carry. Remember that story on the Ninth Circuit? This was astonishing. The Ninth Circuit's so liberalized and so corrupt. That must have been what Trump helped bring a couple new pieces of conservative blood into the mix. Well, okay, fine. That was a cool thing to read. Maybe that was just a little bit of a try to get people to believe that there's maybe justice in the courts. I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. Remember, it can go to appeal. Well, the appeal for the first, and this is where you have to understand the rules a bit, understand the dynamic, what's available. You appeal to a particular group of judges, usually three, and when if you don't like that, there's another appeal you can have within the same circuit, and that's what's called en banc. And that's what this case did. It then requests from the entire justices of the entire circuit, there might be, I think, 11 in the ninth, to look at this and decide this case. Well, they did. Someone did that, whoever the parties are. Ninth Circuit panel. I jumped a story here. So I set up the one that I'm going to jump around. But in the meantime, this is what the problem was. In the meantime, the Ninth Circuit also vacated the injunction against blocking the 3D gun files. In other words, this case where they tried to stop the blocking the distribution of those 3D gun printed gun files, that was lifted. So you see the Ninth Circuit say, kind of leaning toward the ability to get guns and have guns and this and that. Okay, that's what happens at the same time of this decision where the federal court rules against public carry of guns in Hawaii. This was the Ninth Circuit deciding this. But before, you had the right. Now, on appeal, you didn't. The Federal Appeals Court based in California decided on Wednesday the Americans have no right to open carry guns in public, ruling the states can restrict them without violating the Second Amendment. If you folks don't understand how the Bar Association can pull this off against you, all your right to bear arms, you're not paying attention. And if you think that you by yourself are going to take all your 50 guns and defend yourself in your prepper stores when the hordes come after you, you're deluded. We're in a totally different battlefield. And so here's the heads up on what's coming down. This has been made a story. Now, that said, the give and take, why this is even a question, I don't even understand, but this is the system they set up for us. And we tend to continue to agree with it. When they had that problem, this creates the different circuits and districts making differing opinions. We then see that the Supreme Court takes up a major case over the right to carry guns outside the home. And so for those of you that are in the Second Amendment think that's going to be forever, that they're even discussing this. And when you look at the Hellyer case, when you see how that case came down, when you see the nuances and the subtleties of encroachment that are going on, if any of you thought you had a Second Amendment and you think it's set in stone, or you think it's going to last forever, you really need to reset your mind about how this all works. And at some point, the people are going to have to say there's just some things off limits. And I think this would be one of them. Because as I've told you, these attorneys always seem to bring the wrong arguments. And the Supreme Court accepts the ones that they can go ahead and tailor whatever the new decision was going to make. And look how they've screwed up administrative law and infringed on private property law, private property rights with this power they really don't have. And they really don't have it. I say, oh, what's the guy behind Woodshed? Because I know about grants, and I know when you assert them, and there's someone that doesn't most have authority, and then you point out that they don't have the authority, and they're going to be trespassing your property and the case, they're going to become liable. They tend to back off a bit. You don't allow your case to come up to these guys. Anyway, these cases that come out always seem to have the wrong decision. Well, first time you have a right, now you don't. Supreme Court's now going to go and say, oh, we're going to decide. Do you have a right to carry guns in public? The Ninth Circuit just says, no, the states can condition that. So you might be able to have a right, but the states can condition it. We'll see. I don't know. But this is under play right now, you folks that are in the Second Amendment. They're testing the waters. They're getting the feels for how they're going to encroach. And it doesn't stop. You think the Republicans are going to stop it. Republicans joined Democrats to push federal gun confiscation bill by paying states to accept it. No different modus operandi than the COVID fraud and bribe. This is how our country is being undermined. Senator Mark Rubio has introduced Senate Bill 292, Extreme Risk Protection Order and Violence Protection Act of 2021, and he has garnered support from gun-grabbing Democrats and Republicans alike. On Wednesday, this latest red flag gun confiscation bill gets a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee. The same group of people that the memberships agree as an NGO to tie a knot in the pistol of in the knot on the end of a pistol and promote that before the UN. The Senate Judiciary Committee includes the notorious gun grabbers like Dianne Feinstein, Stein, and Dick Durbin, Illinois. And Iowa just had something come down. I don't know if they've allowed immunity now, qualified immunity, where all the other writing on the wall said to go the other way. No, Iowa, I don't know what you did over there, but watch out. Unlike red flags legislation, other red flag legislation, this will apply to all states and Indian tribes under the guise of a grant program. The bill will bribe, folks, is what COVID-19 is. Bifurcating an emergency. for the money. Bribe states to enact the most comprehensive red flag law we've ever seen. And this is written by the Free Thought Project. This is on the horizon to be adjusted and legislated from within. And this should be off limits, but somehow it's not. So, if you thought you're going to protect yourself as a prepper or prepare or have stores and all that, and you think that you somehow, I don't know how you hedge the money system that's being debased, and you think that even so you have all that and you can hold yourself up and you're going to have a gun to protect you, don't step outside the front door. And I hope you live in a nice bunker, because that's where they want you all anyway. But it won't be because your Second Amendment's helping you. But part of that is because you didn't act in time. You didn't act when the guy behind the woodshed was saying, you need to act. You need to take action. If you don't quite know how, find a small thing to do. If you don't want to go to courts, then find a way to avoid the courts. If you think I'm advocating the courts, then you're not listening. You're not going to the courts to avoid the arbitrary regulation now handed to third parties for COVID. Well, you're going to go to court, but it's going to be you being dragged away because you didn't quite listen to the guy behind the woodshed to set things up so it didn't happen, to make peace around you where there's insanity. So we got people inside the government, Republican, Democrat alike, they don't care. They have there's no scruple to protect people in all. In Western Australia, they will actually authorize the military to come poison their people. Is the Title 50 I've been talking to you about in the United States. Is the situation and condition that I don't know how many different interests are involved in for profit and dominion over you. Why? Because Title 42, Section 1981 says, Those of you citizens of the United States, and the military presumes you all underneath that, have the right, your civil rights is to pay exactions of every kind. You will pay. And none of you are thinking about that to throw that part off. And everything I'm talking about is how you go about starting to throw that off. And until we do, we're a society that's really, I don't know what more to say. I don't know. I'd like to think the good things and the good thoughts, and we have it in us. It is in us to do. I don't see any evidence of that so far. I see evidence of an awakening of some action. But when I listen to people, I don't see them understanding the more correct action. People really do not understand how, I don't think they appreciate that the government will authorize a military to poison its own people. And I've been talking about that since I exposed Title 50, and Clint Richardson exposed it to y'all when he made lethal injection and read the section and how those exceptions work. How, I tell you now, I didn't before, how you've heard the terms dual use. Well, at least the term dual use is that exception. Gain of function is how they open the door, that door. And so, you've been listening to Title 50 work against our population, and all you Second Amendment people are waiting around while they work to encroach on that so-called right. That right in the document that started this place said it can be amended right out of existence and handed to the states. People don't understand that's a federal constitution, not your state constitution. So there's always a bifurcation there of people's thoughts. So think clearly on what's going on, folks. Appreciate that you have listened. Grimner, I thank you what you do, which is reallibertymedia.com. And our broadcaster and our archives and everything else, and the syndicators of the broadcast and the mirrors and everything else, and the whatever promotion, if you will, whatever passing around you can do, I appreciate it. I'll be with you next week, tech diffs or nature willing.
Well, that's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
opening up a can of whoop-ass to you, Zach.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.